All right. Here's what we want to do here. So we're back in the studio. And I think generally people don't care.
No.
They just want to listen to a show. And they don't really even I think generally they don't know.
Unless the dog's barking.
Unless a dog's barking or we're making a comment on it. I feel like just listening to the Hardline was just listening to the Hardline to me. And I listen to the Musers, and I don't really have a conscious feeling that they're not in the studio, but they're not. They're at Gordo's bunker. So, but there are some things, I guess, that we have done that made it appear that we were in the den. So Blake actually, I think, worked pretty hard on this, going through audio from the last year, the last 258 shows. That's how many shows we did. In the dragon den of inequality, high atop my garage. But we're now in Dallas. We're back next to the AAC, in our very brightly lit studio. But let's listen to what Blake found, our little montage of the last 258 shows in the den.
The dragon den.
You like this room? It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, I love this room. I've always loved this room. This is every man's dream.
You might as well have, like, a sign on the door scribbled in crayon, "No girls allowed," as you walk into this den. It's a boys' club, for sure, as it should be. Because y'all are boys.
This is kick-ass, man. This is...
It's my home away from home.
About the way I had pictured it, but it's even better. There are a lot of flourishes up here that I could have never imagined.
This room is exactly how I envisioned it, by the way. You've been on Ticket
really?
Tuesday via Zoom. It's just like the ultimate man cave.
More of a college kid's apartment.
Oh, it's really cool. I've never seen so many push pins.
Does it still just kind of shock you that this exists?
Yes.
The Dragon's Den.
This is impressive, so much so that I want something like this of my own.
Yeah, so do I, and I know I'll never get it.
Yeah, I won't. I won't either.
Okay, so when I walked up here, the first thing I said to Matt was, this place is just as creepy as I thought. And then the fact that you just revealed that you have a bag of your hair
somewhere gray hair.
In here. Is,
that's awesome.
Collector's item.
Mean, there's a little, like, serial killer vibe in here.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You better take your shoes off, though. It's like, okay.
Yeah. When Jake first walked up here with his shoes on, and I was thinking in my head then, should I say something, or am I a jerk if I just say,
what are those?
Would you take your shoes off when you come in?
Julie, did you go shoes off when you were up here?
I didn't. Remember? I didn't follow the rules.
Okay.
My thumb's down, by the way, for the Dragon Den, which we didn't get to at 12:30, is you're putting me at a hazard with that wasp situation outside. You got to do something about that, or I'm calling HR. Oh, my God, Dan.
You like water?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There's what are you looking at?
There's a wasp in here.
It's just the mud, though.
Go! Get that away from me. I don't
he
care.
Can on you.
I'm not. No, get it out of here. Get it out of here.
You find the same kind of furniture. Not.
Dragon's Den. Come in. Do you read me, Dragon's Den?
Somebody don't think so.
Do you know who?
Who is that? All right, he's somebody. I'm from the 2005 University of Texas Longhorn National.
That is correct.
I don't think so. Somebody knows so.
All right, go, killer.
Oh, that was
City, baby.
A huge belly flop.
Look at the stroke, though. He's
and
got
then
a good
he swims
stroke going.
All the way over to the shallow end. Now, he never.
Off the bottom.
He did not tread water in the deep end, but he did swim his way to the shallow end, and it is done.
What do you want me to say? So apparently, you think we sound funny. We are not robots.
All right, well, good luck. Go, Tigers.
Thank you.
You're a tiger.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
travel
Ava.
Safely.
Bye,
call us sometime on the radio.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's
okay.
Ava on her way to... Oh, there's her laughing with her sister.
This is sad.
This is... it's all flashing before my eyes right now. I am in a bit of a unique situation over here, and I'm not complaining at all, because I love the Dragon's Den. I love whichever one this is.
That's Bodie.
Okay, Bodie, that makes sense, because he seems a little wilder.
Bodie is wilder, for sure.
Yeah, he's he lives on his own plane.
Back off, war child. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, you might have a problem on your hands because I think the dog just got one of the pieces of pizza.
Oh, no.
Maybe don't let him eat the pizza.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
This is more on dog part two.
Although the one likes to hump the other.
I've noticed.
So I feel like...
I've seen that.
He may be a little gay. That's okay, though. The problem... I left the blinds open today. Now they see the dude getting in his car outside. Is that going to be the new... Hey!
Ooh. Bodie! And that's not... it's particularly harsh, but to hear it in newsman voice...
Hey!
Uh-oh. Bodie!
Right. It's basically morning. It's pretty much... Stop it!
Well, they are juiced today. Very aggressive from K and
O. Shut up! Is it really loud? Can you guys all hear?
Well, they're all
no,
laughing.
No, we can't hear,
can hear it.
We can't hear anything.
They're all laughing on the Zoom, so I assume they can... Yeah.
Well, if I need to, I'll put them down.
I don't even think I noticed that we moved a pumpkin apple in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. We're almost out.
I know.
It pumpkin is...
Pumpkin sizzin'.
Pumpkin sizzin', for
pumpkin.
Sure. Plumpkin. Nope. Plumpkin apple. We never close the bathroom door.
No.
It's an open door policy there.
Because you have stuff hanging on the door, you don't close it?
Yeah. It would not even close. You would have to take the stuff hanging off because it's just my room. No one ever is up there. You can't see it unless you walk up the stairs and into the door, which my wife has not done once in the time since March when we've been broadcasting there. Yeah. However, she did when Blake was there, and I wasn't there, and she said she walked in on Blake, and said she was quite impressed.
Shut up.
That was a good story up until the last part. The blocked bathroom door with the dog bowls indicates, in somewhat passive-aggressive terms, don't go in here and sit down. And I haven't.
It's for number one for everybody but me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one who really lives up here.
Right. Well, everything's been fine up until show 2:45, because yesterday I had to leave pretty early, like 9.
You took a dump in my office?
I did. I did.
While Sean was there?
Yeah. Yeah. I asked him first, and he's like, I don't care.
Dragon SpaceX docking sequence is complete.
Wow, dude, that was great.
Fantastic.
Some of that stuff feels like 5 years ago.
I know.
You know what sucked was that you weren't there Friday.
I know.
And we couldn't make a deal out of this is the last show and say during the day it's the last show and say goodbye to the lava lamp and say goodbye to the docking mug and the...
I gave Kip and Bodie a little rub, but they were confused about what was happening.
I was telling these guys that Friday. It was sad upon reflecting on you after the show on Thursday. You knew you were taking the day off Friday, going to Cajun country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jake had to chase Bodie around the room. He wouldn't sit to be petted, heavy petted. Anyway, Jake had to corner him just to pet his head. And then Jake was sad because
you knew
he's lived with those guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's a super huge part of my life.
Same
right?
Little puppies. Yeah. It's a very, very big part of your life for the last year for sure.
And in typical Bodie fashion, he didn't really want anything to do with me. But how about this, though? 258, and I only bombed once. That's pretty big, right? 258 days. One time.
Your self-restraint is unbelievable. I can't believe
it. Thank you. 10 till 3. This is the ticket.